following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I found myself in a unique situation last winter of deciding if it was time to pursue my dream of playing in the NFL.
Option play near side. Pitch back to Amir. He gets a nice shield block on the edge. Amir to the 40, 35, first down, 30. Amir cutting back to the middle field. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Amir dives. Touchdown, Nebraska. What a spectacular run by Amir Abdullah.
I've come to realize that life is bigger than football and that my chances of long-term success in life will be greatly enhanced by completing my college education.
Sails toward the goal line. Abdullah grabs it right at the goal line. Amir to the 10, 15, 20. He's got a seam. 25. Cuts to the outside. Oh, what a move. 40-yard line to midfield. He is gone. Amir Abdullah.
It's truly an honor to play for this program, to represent the N, and to one day walk across that stage with my diploma in hand.
Just a four-man rush. Armstrong to the sideline. Here he comes, Abdullah.
Wow.
And Abdullah still on his feet. Lester can't close the block. Amir Abdullah all the way home. Touchdown, Nebraska.
I'm Amir Abdullah, and I play for Nebraska.
Trips to the near side. Kellogg gets a shotgun snap. Final play of the game. Ron waiting for the wideouts to get downfield. Launches the throw down toward the goal line. Going up. Ball tipped in the air. Caught. Touchdown. Jordan Westerkamp. Nebraska wins the game on the final play of the contest. Oh, baby.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. What a scene in Lincoln, baby.
Nebraska will snap the ball a length of the football away from the goal line. And they want to throw. What a play call. Anunua. He's going to go 99 yards. Holy cow, what a call.
Frazier adding more numbers, more yards to those.
Oh, they don't have them yet. Look at Tommy Frazier. How many tackles can one man break? Touchdown.
Going to Kenny Bell. Going to make the catch at the 1. Kenny to the 10, 15, 25. Kenny to the 30. He's got some room. Kenny Bell to the 40. Kenny Bell's got one man to beat the kicker. To the 50, to the 40, to the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Nebraska. A 98-yard kickoff return for Kenny Bell.
They're going to put it down, yep, at the 47-yard line. If he were to hit it, it'll go in the books as the longest in school history. This is an attempt of 57 yards. Does he have enough? Is it long enough? He got it!
Ben Fultz gets a good snap. Good boomy kick. This one's sailing towards the end zone. Bounces at the 3. Takes a Husker hop. Huskers will down it inside the 5. Sam Burt scooped it up and held on to it at the 1-yard line. Terrific punt of 52 yards.
Eric Crouch pumps once. He's in trouble. Eludes a tackle. Gets out of the end zone. He's to the 5. He's to the 10. Crouch to the 15. Out of
Sumner gets a shotgun snap, throws over the middle, intercepted, picked off, Randy Gregory, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, a pick six for big old Randy Gregory. Back in the pocket, steps up, beginning rush, getting hit, getting dropped with a 25, a loose six more, Jared Crick gets another sack, his ninth of the year and his sixth in 2 weeks.
Michigan with a ball, their own 39-yard line. Gardner turns. Straight hand off to Green. Hit the backfield. Huskers. Corey Cooper drills him. He loses 2 yards.
Phillips up the middle. Explodes. 20. Cuts to the right. And Phillips is out of bounds at the 11-yard line.
Zone read. Hand off to Cross. Big hole. 45-40. 35-30. Amani 25-20. 15-10-5. Touchdown, Amani Cross. Oh, baby.
Rodgers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home.
And a snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the 5. In there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history. 13-0. And bring that Lincoln.
Here's a hand up to Thunder, who gives it back to Mike Stokes. He's going to throw it. He's got a man out. Yeah! 40. It is. Mike Kraus, 15, 10. Kellogg's
Kellogg's throw. It's going to be tipped and caught. It's caught. It's caught in the touchdown, Westerkamp. Jordan Westerkamp.
And good morning again, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, our final show of the month of November, and we are back for what has turned out to be that lone show the day before Thanksgiving, because we appreciate everyone joining us for the state football finals on Monday and Tuesday, and then, of course, Thanksgiving tomorrow. Hopefully everyone can spend some time with their family, if they want to.
It's optional.
And have a great meal, and to all the volunteers out there that put on meals. We thank you for the time that you devote as well. And then Friday, it's Nebraska-Iowa in this time slot on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, as we head out to Iowa City. Looks like it's going to be a little bit chilly for a couple of days and then fairly nice. Although if you're going out to Iowa City, they're about a day behind what we're supposed to have here. It's supposed to be very nice here Friday, maybe not so much. In fact, about 14 degrees overnight low into Friday morning in Iowa City. And then it's supposed to be really nice over the weekend, but who would want to stay there past the Friday game? They want to get out of there, win, lose, or draw. We are here for our Husker Lunch, the final Husker Lunch of the year at Cunningham's. I've been hearing your opinions, and I've been seeing them and reading them and hearing them and hearing them and hearing them. Don't back down today, folks. Come to Cunningham's. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star. The beauty about Steve is we've said it a long, long time, and we will continue to do so. In the media, he's as close as anyone to Coach Bo Pelini, kind of a friendship when he was here the 1 year under Coach Frank Solich in 2003. They stayed in contact when Coach Pelini was at a variety of different stops, including the defensive coordinator at LSU. There are some things, Randy Bushcutter, that you write, and then there's some things that you can say here today, and I think Sip will be able to say a few more things here today.
Yeah, he'll be a lot more free knowing that it isn't going to be distributed across the nation. That doesn't mean he generally doesn't pull any punches when he writes, but he's a lot more candid in person. And again, there's different levels. When he's up here with the microphone in his hand, he might say one thing. Privately, he might even be a little bit more candid. But he's generally pretty candid with his thoughts and his ideas. And I thought it was interesting, some of the things that have been written. Lee Barfnecht had the article in the Omaha paper the other day, which really kind of targeted Sean Eichhorst more than it did Bo Pelini, but being kind of critical about where the program's at. And, you know, I hate to say it, we're kind of in that point where I've been somewhat of a Bo supporter, but less this year than I was last year, if that makes any sense. I think some of the goodwill is starting to erode a little bit.
Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star, will join us towards the end of the program here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and then nearly an hour here at Cunningham's from noon until 1. So come in, enjoy lunch, relax. Maybe you're getting that long Thanksgiving weekend underway. We know that college is out, high schools are out. Some of them did have half days today, so that's why we waited to start until 12 noon today for the Husker lunch. So come on down and join us for that. We'll also be answering your fantasy football questions today with Luke Hoover of RotoWire. So go ahead and tweet, Facebook, email those in. We'll also catch up with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report to kind of wrap up the high school football season and the state championship games that we just saw. You can contact us via Twitter at ESPN 1460 1550. That's at ESPN 1460 1550. The email address, Doug and Daddy, spell it all out, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And, of course, ESPN Superstation is our Facebook. Jim Langan is also in with us. Let's take care of as much business as we can here early on, because most of our guests are not in this first segment, obviously. Bob Jensen towards the end of the program. Luke will be a little earlier today as well, folks, so get those fantasy football questions in quickly. Jimmy, our $60 in Cunningham cash for Pigskin Pick'em, which we will do later on, went out. And congratulations to Ryan down in Hildreth. Great job. He got four right, and he just rolled us.
Yeah, we did a nice job, Doug. We might as well just What we should have done, Doug, is just take a coin and flip. We'd have been better off. When one of us maybe would have hit 5 out of 10.
It was a rough week, but we'll get back to Cunningham's cash. And, again, another Big Dally's Deli combo meal to our trivia question winner. Plus, we'll do it again next week as we go into Championship Saturday to wrap it up. And it won't be long. We will be drawing out the $200 Super Bowl party winner here at Cunningham's. From all of our winners throughout the year in the fantasy football that we have been doing throughout the year as well. So we got a lot of stuff that we want to cover. It's all today. We will get Jimmy's selections from the weekend, but we want to remind you to come on down to Cunningham's today. Enjoy anything off the menu. Great lunch specials every single day. Every Wednesday, it's the 8 delicious wings for only $5. You can get pizza, barbecue, burgers, salads, even if you just want an appetizer. Some of those are more than enough to take care of you, and it's skewers are always a big, big hit. Right here at Cunningham's, happy hour from 3 to 6. You'll love that if you're taking the afternoon off. Slide on in at 23rd Street here in downtown Kearney.
3 o'clock is happy hour. 3 o'clock. Okay, all right. I got my schedule made.
I don't expect to see a whole lot of people returning from a late lunch today. Would be what I would be looking at there. It is time for our Loper Link. No guests today because they are on fall break, Thanksgiving break. Our Loper Link brought to you by CharterWest National Bank. Kearney, you have the reasons. They have the loans. See Russ Smith today at CharterWest National Bank. The basketball teams, the women usually had a basketball weekend tournament. That is not going to be the case this year. And I'll go through some of the news here over the last few days. Damon Day announcing that Peyton Pocock of Kearney High, a solid pitching prospect, is going to be joining the program. And Jimmy, you've had a chance to see Peyton pitch up close over the last however many years with the Kearney Legion team.
Yeah, I think I saw every one of his pitches. You know, right? Yeah, did a great job for Renza. Competed very well all year long, hit the strike zone really well, and is a really good pitcher.
When they reopened Duncan Field, he threw a no-hitter. I mean, he's the answer to a trivia question as well.
He will be in Kearney, but I don't know if he's going to be asking that.
They may not have
a
plaque
much
out there for him on that. Yeah. No, you're right.
The cross-country teams have finished their season over the weekend. The men just missing out. You needed to be in the top four of the region to make it to the NCAA championships. They finished fifth. The women were 17th. And Morgan Benish missed out on a trip as well, as she placed 11th overall. You needed to be in the top three, not on one of those first four teams, and missed it by a spot. The UNK wrestling team won 4 weight classes and placed in the top 5 and 6 others at their own Holiday Inn Open at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. This is not as competitive for their varsity as it will be the next time that they are at home after the first of the year. The volleyball season came to an end last week, and Southwest Minnesota State, who beat the Lopers in 5 sets, ended up winning that regional and now goes on to the NCAA tournament. And that will begin not this weekend, but a week from Thursday. And, wow, it's in Louisville, Kentucky, because they're having one of those jamborees. But you think about it, UNK gave them their best match, most competitive if you want to go by 5 sets, and 3 of those sets were 2-point sets, a couple of 26-24s and a 25-23 in there. So it just shows you the Lopers, who may have lost in the first round of the tournament, could have been in the national champion. That could possibly be the national championship game.
Yeah, very much so. And the thing about that is that region, we talked about before, that region is actually harder than the national tournament in terms of how many rated teams are down there. And just UNK dug themselves a little bit too much of a hole, but boy, did they come back and battle. And they are a young team. They're going to be solid again next year. What doesn't kill you is going to make you a little bit stronger. I think they'll be stronger next year.
And also, they lose a couple of seniors. Liz McGowan was named honorable mention all-region today. She was an all-conference first-team selection. And Steph Brand also will be moving on from the program. And I will bring up one other little item here. Being down at the state football playoffs the last 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, they have a coaches clinic on Sunday where there were a lot of folks there. And I want you to know there were a lot of questions about the UNK opening and where they're going. People are interested about Loper football. For those that aren't sure, people are interested, especially across the western two-thirds of the state, about what's going on in UNK land.
And who knows where they're going to go with that? I mean, you hear all sorts of things that, you know, the coach at Whitewater might be coming. But, again, I it's a tough situation, and you certainly just hope the best for the program and the best for Coach Morris. And I really did think that when UNK made their decision – and I was at the news conference because you're on your way to Hemingford for the Elm Creek Hemingford game. I really want to tip my hat to UNK in terms of how much they showed respect to Coach Morris in terms of their announcement, and they took great pains into giving him a lot of credit. But it is going to be interesting to see what kind of direction they go, who they can find, and again, what kind of reaction you're going to get from some of the boosters, some of the folks that have been giving money to the program, because many of those folks were enticed to give money directly by Coach Morris, and he's been one of the greatest fundraisers for the university. And now it appears probably he won't be in a position where he's doing that anymore. That's another question about this that I think warrants some investigation, warrants some thought about, because, again, I think those boosters, if you've lost some money in that regard, that's one of those areas UNK is behind in. Hopefully they're not going to fall further behind.
Also, just a reminder that when we come right back from the holiday or Thanksgiving break, the Loper men's basketball team will be hosting Doan. That game is on Monday night. The next game for the women will be coming up at Panhandle State University on Saturday. So that game is at 1:30, and then they return home for conference play on the 4th of December against Missouri Southern State. And that is our Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, Jim Langan with you on our Lone Doug and Daddy Show of the Week. It's our final Husker lunch from Cunningham's. So enjoy some good food, enjoy some good company, and talk Husker football with Steve Sipple from 12 to 1 today here at Cunningham's. We'll be back, do a little Luke Hoover and RotoWire fantasy football, and a whole lot more after this.
Opening soon, NMC, the Cat Rental Store, is honored to partner with the Kearney community with the opening of our newest rental store at 2608 32nd Street, Suite C. Cat Rental is your source for daily, weekly, and monthly rental of high-quality, low-hour cat and top allied brands of equipment and attachments. Contact us for your next rental and choose from skid steer loaders, tow behind booms, generators, and so much more. Visit online, nmcrental.com, or call 855-NMC-RENT, nmcrental.com, or call 855-NMC-RENT. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll stay with considerable cloud cover today as temperatures will stay pretty steady in the 30s as winds out of the northwest stay gusting around 20 to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, with partly to mostly cloudy skies, will fall in the mid-teens. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 28.
Doug and Daddy Show rolling on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Cunningham's as we are here for our final Husker lunch. It's a busy weekend. A lot of folks back. Yusuf from Cunningham's, you were shoehorning them in here last night. Every night you guys got something going on, and you can always kind of tell when the folks come home, and they came home last night, and I'm sure they'll be here again tonight, hopefully.
I hope so.
You've got a lot of things going on. You're getting ready for the Husker game. Those 11 a.m. games sometimes mean you do something a little bit different. What do you got for us on Friday?
Well, it's 11 o'clock, and it's the day after Thanksgiving. Lots of people will be shopping. So for all the guys where their wives are shopping, come down to Cunningham's, have a cold one, watch the Huskers hopefully beat Iowa, and get the winning streak back.
Yeah, let's have a little confidence going into a bowl game here. Yusuf, with the Thanksgiving coming up, I know you guys will be open, but kind of take me through what's going on this weekend.
Well, we will be we have bases loaded on Friday night, so come down. That's a great local band. They'll entertain the crowd. We also have a local band. It's Mike Adams and the Ensemble. They'll play tonight, and they'll play on Saturday night as well.
Cool.
And, of course, obviously, we have the Husker game, and Thanksgiving will be open at 5 o'clock. Come down Thanksgiving night, watch the 49ers beat Seattle and avenge that defeat in the playoffs. So, yeah, it should be fun.
Now, no comedy night tomorrow, but you guys have been doing really well on Thursday. It will be comedy night because you could sit here and just watch all the comedians that will be in here because it's always a fun time, but you don't actually have to write a check to somebody to come in.
No, we won't have comedy night on Thanksgiving, but we will starting on the December 4th, and then we'll have them every Thursday from then. Obviously not Christmas and New Year's Day, but then after that as well in January. So we're trying to build it up. Come down if you want to see a show that's not in Kearney usually, and it's something we're trying to build, and hopefully people enjoy it.
Yusuf from Cunningham's here with us for our Husker Lunch. We're going to chat with Luke Hoover and RotoWire here in just a second. And Yusuf, every Wednesday night, you mentioned the band tonight. Every Wednesday night, you get some different talent in here. So there's something going on every single night. We watch the NFL games on Sunday, but we're getting into championship weeks here the next couple of weeks on Saturdays. There's going to be games on all the time, and I know you're a big fan of that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this is the best place to watch multiple games because we have tons of TVs, so you can watch every game you want, unlike at home where you're stuck watching one game. So you can come down here. Our staff will take care of you. They'll treat you like royalty, and you'll have a great time.
Anything else you want to tell the folks, Yusuf?
Happy Thanksgiving.
There you go, buddy. Hey, thanks for having us. It's been a great year.
Thank you.
We'll see if we can finish it off with a Husker victory.
Absolutely.
Yusuf from Cunningham's. Come on in early on Friday, folks. The Huskers kick it off at 11 o'clock. They've always got specials here for you at Cunningham's. And part of our fantasy football report brought to you by Cunningham's, your fantasy football headquarters.
It's time for a fantasy football update with fantasy football expert Luke Hoover of RotoWire.com. Send in your fantasy football questions now and let Luke guide your fantasy team to a championship.
You do it, don't you?
The Wire joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Husker Lunch Wednesday. Glad to have you along with us here on ESPN Radio. Luke making some time for us on Wednesday on this Thanksgiving week. Luke, good morning. How are you?
I'll do it great. Thanks for having me on early, guys.
We are pleased that you made time for us here. We've got games and games and games and games, and there's some impactful games tomorrow. There are some guys that can stand out in a variety of ways and pick up some points. But it's great if you can play guys on Thursday and hit that home run and go into the weekend with a significant lead, but it sure is a downer if you've played three or four guys and they don't do much. How do you look at all of these games tomorrow and how you address playing some of these guys?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in your typical week, those Thursday guys are always a little scary. The short week, those games seem to be, you know, kind of one-sided, and there's always, it seems like, one team that really struggles to perform. But, you know, I feel like in Thursday games for Thanksgiving, players get up for those games a little bit more. I think they'll all be pretty competitive. They're tough matchups, all divisional games, you know, so some rivalry games here. You know, should be pretty hard fought. I think, you know, if I'm playing guys in fantasy, though, I probably want to kind of limit them to that Chicago-Detroit game and Philly-Dallas. The Seattle 49er game could be a slugfest. I don't, you know, expect a ton of points to come out of that one. You know, maybe if you got one of the two kickers in that game, you could be looking at a lot of field goals. But, you know, particularly like Dallas, I think, you know, Dez Bryant could have a really good game. You know, against an Eagles pass defense, has given up a lot of yards this year, a bunch of touchdowns. You know, obviously you're going to want to stick with your studs like DeMarco Murray, Calvin Johnson, who I think has a bounce back against a bad Bears defense. And then also like Chicago as well to be able to throw the football a little bit. You know, Matt Forte's been killing it lately, so you'd certainly want to have him as well.
Don't forget to send in your questions right now for Luke Hoover. Our Twitter address is at ESPN1460-1550, and you can email Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Luke, there's a lot of questions at the quarterback position. Now, you see some guys getting benched. Nick Foles, who I have on one of my teams, is out. Is he even worth keeping anymore? Because I'm not sure he's going to come back after the injury and not sure when he's going to come back from that injury.
Yeah, you know, if it's a keeper league format, you know, that depends sort of on how that's structured. But even then, you know, he wasn't quite performing up to what his expectations were prior to the injury. He's not going to play the rest of this season, it looks like. And, you know, at this point, Sanchez has, you know, been sort of what we would have expected out of him in that offense. He's putting up yardage, but he's still turning the ball over. He certainly hasn't stolen that job, I don't think, and I wouldn't be surprised to see it given back to Foles when he's healthy. But at this point, I wouldn't view him as a keeper. You know, there are better quarterback options out there, and so I'd drop him from, you know, pretty much a roster in any league.
Well, let's get into it. Questions right now, again, email, tweet them. You can also Facebook us here for Luke Hoover of RotoWire and RotoWire.com. Tony Romo or Ryan Tannehill?
You know, like I just said, I think that the Dallas will be able to throw it. You do want to consider Terrence Williams broke a finger in the Week 12 game. So he's it sounds like he's going to play through that and put a splint on that hand. You know, but it might be tougher for him to contribute, which limits Romo's options a little bit, you know, after Dez Bryant, Murray out of the backfield, and Witten. As good as Tannehill's been playing, the matchup with the Jets, I would actually give him an edge. You know, he got three touchdowns at Denver, which is a pretty tough defense. Jets lead the league in touchdown passes allowed. And it's in New York, so the weather could be a factor, but I would give Tannehill a slight edge in that, you know, that matchup.
Luke, are there any receivers out there that make some sense to kind of grab? Because, again, I think it's an eclectic bunch. One of my leagues, I have Crabtree, and he's been, well, mostly missed. Are there some guys out there that are still kind of available that maybe I should be looking for on the waiver wire?
Oh, yeah, there are definitely some names that are starting to pop up. A guy I like, actually, in Minnesota, Charles Johnson, kind of an unknown. You know, he was a seventh-round pick of the Packers a year ago, but had an ACL injury. You know, now he's looking like Minnesota's top receiver. Cordarrelle Patterson underachieved all year. He's a little banged up. You know, Charles Johnson's had 18 targets his last 2 weeks, got his first career touchdown against Green Bay. You know, ironically, the team that drafted him last week also caught a two-point conversion. You know, the week before that, he had almost 90 yards on six catches. He's a really good athlete, good size, 6'2". You know, 200 plus pounds, runs in that 4.3 range. So he has that kind of prototype of a number one receiver. I think he continues in that path for Minnesota the rest of the year. Some other guys to look at, like Stedman Bailey, who's coming on and, you know, for St. Louis, you know, caught seven balls, got in the end zone last week against San Diego, is a bit more of a slot receiver option, but, you know, could emerge as the year goes on as the number one over Kenny Britt there. And a couple other guys, he could be picked up now in a lot of leagues, but Jarvis Landry's really come on for Miami. He's got that great matchup, you know, like we just mentioned with the Jets. You know, so he's another option. And I like Justin Hunter as well in Tennessee. Zach Mettenberger can really throw. He's got a big arm, you know, a good NFL quarterback, I think, with a really bright future. I think Hunter emerges as the number one option there for him, and probably has the most upside as a deep threat for Tennessee.
Luke Hoover of RotoWire, RotoWire.com. A couple more minutes with us here, getting you set for a long weekend of NFL football. Three games set for tomorrow. Here's another quarterback question concerning Ryan Tannehill, who's just been playing so well lately. Ryan Tannehill or Matt Stafford tomorrow in a standard league?
Yeah, that one's actually pretty tough because the Chicago is right behind the Jets in terms of touchdowns allowed. They're giving up 25 passing, Jets are giving up 27. Chicago is banged up in the secondary. Kyle Fuller, the number one corner, who's a rookie, is even questionable to play. I think this is a game where both Calvin Johnson and Golden Tate could really go off. And I expect Stafford to bounce back. He's really struggled lately, but this is you know, a really critical game for Detroit. I like Tannehill. I think he's a safer play, but I believe Stafford's going to have a big week, and I'd roll him out.
Are there any defenses out there, Luke, that you kind of look at their matchup this week, and if they're available on the waiver wire, kind of grab them? I mean, I'm so close in a couple of leagues. I just need whatever edge I can kind of find.
Yeah, you know, there's always a good defensive matchup you can probably find. A team that may have been dropped in a number of leagues could be like Minnesota. They played Green Bay last week, so no one was probably using them and might have gotten rid of them. They've got Carolina coming to town. Cam Newton has been one of the most sacked quarterbacks in the NFL, and Minnesota's, you know, one of the best at sacking the quarterback. They've got a really strong pass rush and a good defense overall. You know, this last week they were able to hold Green Bay to 24 points, in Minnesota, and I think they'll really limit Carolina as well. That is a good upside option. I think actually it upgrades Washington's offense with Colt McCoy switching in for Griffin. It sounds like that's going to happen. But even still, I'd like Indy to, you know, give them a hard time. And they've been a productive defense most of the year when they're not playing against quarterbacks like Tom Brady and Ben Roethlisberger.
Here's a running back question for you. If Arian Foster is healthy, and I suppose that is the question mark out there, so maybe address that, but healthy Arian Foster or C.J. Anderson?
That is a tough one because actually C.J. Anderson is one of my favorites this week. He's just been really tearing it up. He's a yardage machine, you know, because of his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield as well. And he's running, you know, extremely effectively right now. He just ripped through a very good Miami defense. We saw Kansas City get run on a bit last week. Latavius Murray broke the long one. And I think Anderson is going to get fed a lot, you know, particularly as we get into the colder weather games. But at the same time, Tennessee has been the worst against the run in recent weeks. They just got gashed by LeSean McCoy, who's, you know, struggled, you know, very notably at times this year. And, even weeks before that, they were getting ripped up by a lot of other running backs, including Foster, had 150 and two scores on him in one of the last games he was healthy for. So I would probably say Anderson, just for the standpoint that if Foster, even if he plays and he's healthy, you just don't know if he'll aggravate the injury and have to come out. So it's a little bit of a riskier guy. If you don't have somebody with, you know, that's as hot as C.J. Anderson, though, I would absolutely pay Foster if he's going to start.
This comes from Rich in Wood River. PPR league, start one of these wide receivers, Anquan Boldin, Marcus Colston, Steve Smith.
It's Smith and Colston both had nice games this last week. I think a good amount of that had to do with the matchup, though, and they had been slumping pretty badly in recent weeks. You know, for the 49ers to beat Seattle, they need Anquan Boldin badly. You know, had a couple nice games against them last year, you know, including the playoff game he got in the end zone. You know, he's their go-to guy. He's the chain mover. It's a tough matchup, but I would still give Boldin a slight edge in that one.
Let's do the studs and duds here, Luke Hoover of RotoWire. You've mentioned a couple of teams that you think there's some good matchups. Who's the must-play, and who's that first- or second-round draftee that maybe needs to sit on a bench this week?
Well, I mean, that's one of the reasons I say, I feel like you could bench Foster for Anderson is that he's my stud of the week. I love C.J. Anderson's skill set, what he was able to do last week against a good defense. And I think that Denver will ride him, you know, pretty well. Julius Thomas isn't 100%. Peyton Manning's not quite as good in the cold. But I think Anderson has another really big week coming against Kansas City. And one of those guys, you know, you drafted to be the every week starter that I think you have is Matt Ryan. You know, Arizona's easily one of the best defenses in football, playing great the last 2 weeks, just giving up one touchdown to Seattle and Detroit. It's a must-win, I think, in the perspective for both teams. But that Arizona defense, I think, is going to cause a lot of problems for Ryan, who struggled all year.
All right, Luke, we'll let you go get some turkey, and hopefully it's a great Thanksgiving, and we'll get back on our regular Thursday as a lot of leagues will start their playoffs next week. So best of luck to those on the bubble, and Luke, a happy Thanksgiving, man.
Yeah, same to you guys. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Luke Hoover, RotoWire, RotoWire.com. Be sure to check it out at RotoWire.com, answering all your questions. That is our fantasy football report brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. And don't forget to sign up for the Doug and Daddy Cunningham's Journal Fantasy Football Challenge. You can log on each week. It's a new week. Everybody that can compete will battle for a $25 gift card here at Cunningham's, where we're at today for our Husker lunch. And then the winners are entered into a drawing for the Super Bowl party at the end of the year. You can be brand new. You haven't played it all year. Doesn't matter. This isn't a year-long deal. You come on in. Floating Salary Cap League. Go online to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Cunningham's Doug and Daddy Fantasy Football banner and get signed up today. Jeffrey, did we announce our winner from last week? Producer Jeff is not answering me back there at the studio, so maybe he's working on that. We'll check that out a little bit later on as well. Coming up next, it is our Pigskin Pick'em, a chance to get the Cunningham Cash Vault, which starts over at $10 after we were defeated for the first time in 6 weeks, or 7 weeks, I guess the case would be, last week. And we need to throw a trivia question out there. So if you have not competed against us, and today it could be a little tougher, folks. It could be a little tougher because with Randy here, we're throwing him in as well. And sometimes...
We're doing a three-headed monster deal.
Sometimes, and we're going to keep it clicking. So here we go, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. The first correct caller to tell me how many times has Coach Kirk Ferentz teams beaten Nebraska? How many times have Coach Kirk Ferentz teams beaten Nebraska, the current Iowa head coach? 888-455-3776. If you haven't competed in Pigskin Pick'em this year, here's your chance, and we'll be right back to Cunningham's and our Husker lunch.
It's third down and six, but that doesn't matter much anymore. With only 4 seconds left, the Lions are down by 5 points, and it's do or die at the 16-yard line. The game hinges on this play. Here comes the snap. Blitz coming from the field side, and he's going to run with it to the 15. Cutting inside to the 10. 5.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of football season. Sign up for Prairie iNet Internet today to receive a free month of service. Now you can stream your favorite TV shows and movies with the nation's largest fixed wireless network. Prairie iNet Internet delivers. Call and get a free month of internet just for choosing Prairie iNet. But this offer is for a limited time only, so call now. Call Prairie iNet for details now at 308-221-7844. That's 308-221-7844.
It's going to be a non-intimidating environment. It's going to be things that you know that you can do.
CrossFit Archway's Aaron Harris has a 24-day program beginning December 1st that will make this Christmas special.
We're going to focus on real functional movements. It's not going to have any of the intimidating barbell lifting. We just want to show you in 24 days, you can change your life. You can change your body. You can change the way you think about fitness.
Hurry, this special introductory camp begins December 1st. Find out more at CrossFitArchway.com.
Central Community College knows choosing a college can be hard, but they're here to make that decision a little easier. Join them on December 3rd from 9 a.m. to noon on either the Columbus, Grand Island, or Hastings campuses for their campus visit day. Tour the campus of your choice, meet the faculty and staff, and learn what financial aid and scholarships are available to you. To register your visit online, go to cccneb.edu/visit or call 877-222-0780 for more information.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Cretin Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Cretin Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Doug and Daddy Show rolling on from Cunningham's here in Kearney for our last Husker lunch of the year. Glad to have you with us either here in Cunningham's or hopefully headed this way. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, and Jim Langan with you for our only Doug and Daddy Show of the week, because we did have two days of state high school football playoffs. Bob Jensen will join us here momentarily. And by the way, our fantasy football winner last week was Shub Train. Bill over in Hastings is the winner, so congratulations on your $25 gift card. And our winner of the $10 gift card to Big Daly's Deli in Hastings or Kearney is Mark from Holdridge. Now he's going for the Cunningham's cash and, of course, the prestige of beating us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Morning. Fine. How are you?
Keep Bo, get rid of Bo.
Keep Bo.
Okay. See, thanks, Mark.
I'm with him.
I feel better about Mark already here. In fact, we should just say he wins, and just that'll move the show along a little bit here. But let's keep it interesting, Mark. Let's get right after it. We've got games Friday and Saturday. Up first, Virginia at Virginia Tech, basically a pick 'em game. Who do you got, Mark?
I'll go with home team, Virginia Tech.
Jimmy?
I'll take Virginia.
I've taken Virginia.
Hokies.
And we're split on that one. South Carolina at Clemson. Two teams that definitely aren't where they wanted to be at this time of the season. Husker fan. I'll go first, and I'm taking the old ball coach in South Carolina. Jimmy?
I'll take Clemson.
Randy?
I got Clemson.
And Mark, who you got?
One.
Clemson was the pick. LSU at Texas A&M. Randy?
12th man. I'm going to go A&M.
Jimmy?
I'll take LSU.
And who you got, Mark?
A&M.
You know, that's who I circled as well. So Texas A&M at home. Again, one of those where you're just kind of playing for bowl positioning here. Arizona State at Arizona. Jimmy, who you got?
I'm going to take Arizona.
I'm going to do Arizona State.
Mark?
Arizona State.
That's who I got, too. I just kind of like what they had. Liked them from the beginning of the year. Purdue. Let's see. He took Arizona State, Mark. Let me circle that. Purdue at Indiana. Again, Indiana favored by a couple in this game. Who do you like, Mark?
I'll go Indiana.
Jimmy?
I'll go Indiana.
You know what? I always take these road teams. I'll take Purdue just because they seem to be playing a little bit better. Indiana didn't hit the expectations that they wanted. And Randy, who you got?
I still think Indiana's offense is good enough to outscore them. Indiana.
All right, so I'll lose that one. Washington at Washington State. We're playing for the Apple Cup. I'm not going against Coach Leach. I'm taking Washington State. Randy?
I went Washington State as well.
Jimmy?
I'll take Washington.
You're taking old Peterson from Boise State. Who do you like in this one, Mark?
Washington State.
All right. Auburn, Alabama. Alabama, you know, about a 9-point favorite here. This is always a crazy game. Spreads usually don't mean anything. Jimmy, Auburn, Alabama. Who you got?
I'm going to take Alabama.
And Randy?
Bama.
And I'm going to take, see, here's what makes it crazy. I think Alabama's just going to stomp these guys this
too.
Year. And now it makes me think take Auburn in the money line the way we're talking. What do you like here, Mark?
I'll go Auburn.
Auburn, the upset, Mark says he's going to mess up that playoff. That's going to be great. Another game that is instrumental. Mississippi hosting Mississippi State, and so we don't get confused because I am from time to time. Mississippi State is the number 4 team in the country, and for that reason, I'm taking Mississippi State because, you know, at this point, I'd like to see one of those Mississippi schools in the playoffs. Jimmy?
I'm going to take Mississippi State.
So there's two Mississippi States.
I'm going chaos theory. I'm going Mississippi.
And, Mark, who do you like?
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss at home in the Egg Bowl. Notre Dame, USC. Again, Notre Dame, are they still pumped up to play? I hope so. I'm going to take Notre Dame. Jimmy?
You know, Doug, I'm going to take Notre Dame also. USC is a big favorite at home, but I'm going to take Notre Dame. Neither team played really well last week.
Mark, who do you like?
USC.
And Randy?
USC as well.
And the final game, can Minnesota claim the Big Ten West title? They're almost a 2-touchdown underdog at Wisconsin. Mark, Minnesota at Wisconsin, who you taking?
Wisconsin.
Jimmy?
Wisconsin.
Randy?
Wisconsin, thanks to Minnesota's injured running back.
Yeah, that does make the difference, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I was all ready to pull the trigger here on Minnesota and the feel-good story, and because they really didn't play that well, as Nebraska fans know, and maybe this was their chance on the road. You know what? Who cares? It's a contest. I'm taking Minnesota. Over-unders is our tiebreaker on the Nebraska-Iowa game, and we've got all of ours wrote down here. Jimmy, did you look up the over-under on the Nebraska?
I did. I did not look it up because it's changing a little bit. At one time, it was in its 40s, but they took it off for a while because of the weather.
Okay, what do you think here, Mark?
47.
I'm way low. I got a 20-16 final. That's 36 points. Jimmy?
I got 29 and a half.
talking about low. Randy, go ahead and go lower than that.
No, I already wrote it down. It's 42.
If any points are scored in the game, then Mark's going to have a shot at the tiebreaker. Mark from Holdridge, congratulations on the combo meal from Big Daly's Deli, and hopefully little Cunningham's cash comes your way. Best of luck and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks a lot. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, too.
There you go. And Jeffrey, if you'll get Bob Jensen on the line during this time, that would be great. Let me know when he's ready to go and talk to Bob. Any show, but I'm throwing it out right now. Nebraska 20, Iowa 16, just enough to where Iowa gets in field goal range but has to get a touchdown, and this comes down to the last minute of the ball game and something to play for. I think by the time this second half rolls around, both teams will, whatever their problems are, not being able to go to Indianapolis, they will shake those off, and the adrenaline will come in. What do you think, Jimmy?
Yeah, I got Iowa winning 16-14.
And Randy?
I think Nebraska, I can't imagine Nebraska losing three in a row. I really do think those guys will play hard for Bo. I really do. I think Nebraska wins it. I think it'll be close. I like your thought of about a four-point win. Yeah, 21-17.
And five starters didn't practice yesterday. We'll talk with Steve Sipple about that from the Lincoln Journal-Star. Randy Gregory out. Of course, Mark Pelini being injured last game. Kenny Bell, I cannot imagine him playing for a couple of reasons. One of them is he appears to be injured from that concussion that he took when being tackled hard into the just an awkward way that he fell. We actually saw that a couple of times in the high school playoffs too, just a kid getting tackled and his helmet, his head hitting the ground. Zach Stirrup didn't even practice yesterday, and Alonzo Moore, who got tweaked up in the Minnesota game, he was out as well. Now if none of those guys play, once again, that really is a rallying cry. I think more than you miss Randy Gregory.
Oh yeah.
But the other four, I think they can live without. But without Randy, that's going to be tough.
It'll hurt your depth. I think that's the biggest issue. I think not having Kenny Bell takes away one of the weapons for Armstrong. And I'll tell you, I think Armstrong's been playing really well the last few weeks. I mean, he wasn't outstanding against Wisconsin, but we didn't lose to Wisconsin because of him. And I thought he played really well against Minnesota.
You guys saw the same game I did. Let's be honest about this. Nebraska scored two touchdowns, and one was on a Kenny Bell catch that went for about 70 yards. Maybe that's a little high. That was one of their touchdowns. I mean, the ball went down to the two-yard line. They scored later. And you think about their other touchdown. What were their other touchdowns? Their other touchdown, they returned a field goal that blocked for a touchdown. Nebraska's in deep trouble on offense. They are in deep trouble, and it's not the quarterback's fault. They just do not have the weapons. And Amir Abdullah is doing as good as he can, but if he's healthy and he can run the ball, Nebraska's got a chance. If not, tell me what weapons we're going to use on the offensive side to win this football game.
Iowa is 57th in the country in rushing defense, but they're 8th in pass defense, which if the weather's not great, probably won't make a big deal here. And they're 21st in total defense. But if you know you can't throw the ball, that makes their run defense, both run defenses, should be even better. And it's, you have to say it tongue in cheek, Minnesota didn't have a quarterback that was supposed to hurt you with his legs. Well, neither does Iowa.
You know, and Doug, here's a big point on this defense. When people are talking about the defensive teams and how good they are, these are based on stats. And you know what? All the teams in the Big Ten Conference have a tendency to be really high in defense. You know why? Because they get to play against teams that don't have very good offenses.
Here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram wishing you the happiest of Thanksgivings as they are expanding. And, folks, we're going to be talking more about this next week. The 1st of December, it's become official. They have acquired more dealerships here. They're expanding. We've been talking about how they're growing their business and need more employees. So Midway currently looking for General Motor ASE certified and Chrysler technicians, new and pre-owned product specialists, telephone operators, lube technicians. You can check out all the openings on the website at midwaycareers.com, a special website just to apply online and see the jobs that are open. Maybe 2014 is coming to a close and you're saying, I want a fresh start in 2015. Join the Midway team. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Come on down and join us for our final Husker lunch. I'm interested to see just we've went from angry to apathetic and back and forth, and then of course the support of the program. And I feel that everybody wants to support the program. It's just in a different way right now, and I'm interested to get the take here on this day before Thanksgiving. So come on in as we fill up for lunch today for our Husker Lunch with Steve Sipple of the Lincoln Journal Star, Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report on the other side of this break.
To helping people with disabilities or barriers achieve their goals and improve their quality of life.
Your gift to Goodwill's annual campaign helps people thrive through the power of work.
Goodwill helps people find a job and achieve their greatest potential.
Because of Goodwill, I now have a great job.
People receiving services get the support they need to live, work, learn, and participate fully in the community. Goodwill.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other colors from TM Sporting Goods in the downtown Kearney Center. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for crisp outdoor jaunts. If you have a player on your Christmas list, see Steve and Tino for expert advice on equipment and accessories for every sport and the know-how to help you buy right. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design, and like them on Facebook for daily holiday specials.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, Jim Langan with you on today's program. I want to thank Luke Hoover for joining us on the program. We're efforting Bob Jensen. He was speaking at a career fair this morning.
Wouldn't he have to have a job before he can talk about what jobs you should have?
Well, I mean, you're throwing
shouldn't
punches.
There be some? You know what? I got a few counter punches I need to throw his way anyway, because I've gotten some abuse from him lately.
I want to go over a couple of other things that are going on in the world of sports, and then hopefully Bob will be ready to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Nebraska men actually were down 16 points to UNO right out of the gate last night. One of those where the Mavericks couldn't miss and the Huskers couldn't make, and then they went on a huge run, 21-2, and turned it around and ended up beating Omaha 80-67. That would be far worse than anything, but what's going on? UNO is actually being competitive at the Division I level this quickly. Does that surprise either one of you guys?
Darren Hansen was from St. Paul, Nebraska. I coached at Ravana, and he played for St. Paul. So I coached against that guy, you know. And, hey, they beat Marquette. In 2012, you guys, Marquette was in the Final Four. I know people are big Husker fans, but what a tremendous, win it would have been for the University of Nebraska at Omaha to beat the University of Nebraska in basketball. You know, it didn't happen, you know, but I'm just telling you, there's sometimes we got tunnel vision and we get to be the fans of our one big program and what it is. But when you're just a huge Husker fan or you're a big NCAA basketball fan, what a great win for somebody. It's almost like the Pepperdine, you know, knocking off somebody in USC.
Chaminade beating Virginia.
There you go. Yeah. There's some big ones. But UNO and Darren Hansen, but, you know, what a nice, you know, that's a great thing that you brought up. But beating Marquette was a great win for the program.
I am truly surprised that they've been this competitive this early moving into that league, the Horizon League or whatever. It's just amazing to me that they've been able to be so successful so quickly.
Well, we are getting towards our Husker lunch here at Cunningham's and fill it up. Still got a couple of spots for you if you'd like to slide in and talk a little Big Red football and enjoy a great lunch, something different. I don't think any turkey on the menu here today for you,
Sir
Mike, and the gang.
You can get turkey sandwiches. You can get a few.
I get the French club. I love those.
Yeah.
But there's so many other things. I mean, I was talking roast turkey and, you know, the dressing and all that. You can get something leading up to tomorrow's feast. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We had a couple of questions out there for you. How will Nebraska fare against Iowa? 70% says lose. 20% says win. 10% say they push the 1 point or 2 point spread. Yikes. Would an unbeaten Marshall team deserve to be in one of the New Year's Day bowls as the highest ranked group of five team, currently behind Mountain West leading Boise State? Colorado State is second, have one loss. Marshall's played zero Power 5 schools, while the other two have. So would you like to see Marshall get a shot at the big boys or the teams that maybe have played tougher schedules and deserve it?
No. I don't care if they're undefeated. You haven't beaten anybody of note. They haven't. Their resume doesn't withstand it. They play an average team of some of those conferences. I don't think Marshall would win it.
Yeah, they didn't play one. They didn't play anybody. They didn't take a chance. You know, UAB, and we talked about that last week, that UAB was one of our selections because UAB played Mississippi State. You know, UAB played Arkansas. They took a step up, but Marshall did not. So I agree. Marshall should not even be considered to be in the top 25, just vaguely where they're at. And that's because other people have to lose 3 or 4 games eventually.
You can vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Before we talk to Steve Sipple, Jimmy, it's time for your selections on a Wednesday. And I was so excited when you told me we got a couple I kind of really like.
Yeah, I kind of do. You know, one thing you look at when you're trying to find somebody that played really poor the week before and somebody else that played really well. And the first game I'm going to give you is San Jose State get 12 points. They're playing San Diego State. San Jose State and San Diego State, that's kind of a rivalry game. And San Jose State gets 12 points. San Diego State won over the Air Force Academy. Air Force Academy fumbled 5 times in that football game, which really helped San Diego State cover that football game. And because of that, I'm also giving you Air Force. They're playing Colorado State University. And they're getting 8.5 points. And I like the Air Force Academy. So both those two teams are the two that I like because of that sequence that I saw and I watched that football game. And I could tell you who the better team was. And I was on San Diego State's side, and I was on the wrong side of it. And I'm also going to give you a couple others. These two teams both played poor last week, Notre Dame and USC. But I'm going to give you Notre Dame because they get 7. Michigan plus the 21 versus Ohio State. Michigan's been looking forward to this football game for a long time.
Yep, it's their bowl game.
They've been looking, pointing at this football game for an extremely long time. Plus, they're getting the 21 points. They're going to give a great effort this time. I'm going to give you Hawaii plus 11.5 versus Fresno State. Stanford plus the 5 versus UCLA. Go ahead. We shouldn't be afraid to take that. And then I'll tell you what. With the Iowa game, if Randy Gregory does not play in this football game, it's really going to be important in the game. You want to take the under. It's going to be extremely. You got to remember, Iowa was down 19-3, had 3 points, and Nebraska's 2 of their touchdowns came, one on a blocked field goal attempt, and the other one on a long pass play to Bell, who's not going to be playing, I do not think. Okay, so I think this will be an extremely low-scoring game. I think the weather's going to help you out with this. Mm-hmm. And if Randy Gregory doesn't play, that's the problem. If Randy Gregory plays, it will help the defense. It will make the under even better. If he does not play, maybe Iowa will be able to move the football a little bit. So you got to be a little careful. Randy Gregory's the key. If he plays, take the under.
And, again, your two really that you really like are Air Force and?
San Jose State.
All right, marker down. Jimmy, we'll have you switch your headsets here with Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
You too. You bet. We'll see you.
And Jimmy will be back with us Monday to discuss it all. And while we get Sip over in our hot seat here at Cunningham's for our Husker lunch, we invite you to join us. We're here until 1 o'clock, so slide on down and join us for lunch and talking a little Husker football. Husker volleyball tonight is on the road as they play at Illinois. Did I miss anything else? We've got plenty of football tomorrow here on ESPN and all weekend long. Amir Abdullah, one of the three finalists for the Doak Walker Award, with Tevin Coleman of Indiana and Melvin Gordon of Wisconsin. It's a no-brainer now, right, Randy?
I think it is. But let's say this. People talk about there isn't much offense in the Big Ten. Your three finalists for the Doak Walker Award, all from the same conference.
Tri-City Storm with Thanksgiving will play tonight at Des Moines, 7:05 on the Breeze, 94.5, and Concordia took 2 3-point basketball games last night from Hastings College. And Hastings will be back at home this weekend to play some basketball at home, both men and women. And our final segment here brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems. T&L, proven technology that works. They want to wish everyone happy Thanksgiving. No Black Friday at T&L Irrigation, because there's never a black day when you've got a T&L pivot system in your field. Only the best with hydrostatic technology. Your T&L dealers wishing you a happy holiday. Happy Thanksgiving, Sip.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Well,
you?
I'm okay.
I'm okay. You're
how,
okay.
How are you?
I stopped and at Caribou Coffee and got some good popcorn. I mean, I don't know. It's hooked on to Caribou Coffee, whatever that is.
You love it.
Yeah. Yeah, I like coming to Kearney. Man, there's a good crowd here.
Well, they're ready for you, buddy. And
I thought we were going to have to move it to the Palm Garden.
Oh, sippy. What's Bo really feel?
I don't know.
Come on, I know you guys had Thanksgiving dinner. I want to tell you, Sip, I didn't get a chance to tell this because we haven't had a show, but I think it's interesting, a couple of things that from time to time I see. When they had some problems before and Westerkamp kind of didn't run the right route a few games ago. And Tommy threw two picks, and they weren't in the same room to cover for each other, yet they covered for each other, and then they left the stadium, they left the press conference and the locker room together. And people think, God, they hate each other. No, they don't. They love each other.
Right.
Bo Pelini, the game get over on Saturday? Bo Pelini was in church downtown Lincoln at 4 o'clock, maybe asking for a little extra help. But, I mean, it just goes to show that life moves on. He spends time with his family after the game, and everybody wants to just, you know, get their devil pitchforks out after the coach here. I've been on the supporting side. I think apathy is the big word, but fans are starting to talk about apathy. I think it's weird when apathetic fans are talking about apathy.
Well, we're in the vortex of the storm right now, and there's a lot of emotion, so I mean, I wish we could fast forward about 2 months, and I think this discussion would be much more rational. You know, right now it gets pretty irrational in a lot of ways. Bo is he's always been good at maintaining perspective, really good at it. I mean, he has his life in good balance. It's not, you know, it's always an odd discussion to me because you don't want to say fans care more than the players and coaches, but sometimes fans care more than the players and coaches, you know? I mean, and that's not just at Nebraska. That's at Bulgarian soccer, you know? I mean, people kill themselves over losses. Coaches and players aren't doing that. I mean, life goes on.
Yeah.
So Nebraska's not – we always got to remember, too, that Nebraska is just like a lot of – I mean, it's like most places, fans are fans. I mean, it gets kind of weird when they don't get what they want. Now, I think it's a little strange here. I mean, you always got to pick your words carefully now. I think the expectations are odd, you know. I do. I don't mind saying that. I don't think you have to lower your standards here, but I think that you got to be a little careful when you start expecting you're entitled to Big Ten championships, you know. And I'm serious. I mean, yeah, people don't want to hear that, but I think there's a sense of entitlement, you know. And that I'll never feel very comfortable with that.
Are you kind of saying that Nebraska should expect that only every 2-3 years they're going to be kind of peaked to the point where they be contending for a Big Ten title? Because last game of the year, we're not in it.
Well, I mean, I don't know. What is it? What is the standard? I don't know. I mean, I know I talked to Pelini a few years ago. I think it was after the South Carolina loss, and people were howling. and he had listened to some talk radio and was frustrated and called and said, what do people want? You know? And I said, can't you just make a, you know, be competing for titles, you know, on a regular basis and then make a run at it all every 7 years or so? And he said, yeah. He goes, we can do that. That's what I expect to do. So I don't think his thinking's out of line with most people's. But I'll tell you what, people can say what they want to me. I don't care. I'll never feel comfortable with firing 8-3. Just won't. I won't.
Good. You're on my side. That's important to me. this is Johnny. Says, I want to support Bo, but a change at an offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator and offensive line coach. When was our last really good line at Nebraska? An average player of 3 stars can excel with a great line. Also, do you think Gregory leaves or stays for his senior year? I honestly think he needs to bulk up and be healthy for a full season. It seems that he has taken plays off this year. Either that, usually when the offense is out there, he takes plays off. Either that or he isn't healthy for other reasons. Your take, Sip, on Randy Gregory.
What's the does he want me on to Gregory or the first issue?
Well, let's talk Gregory because I want to get you to the crowd here.
Well, I think that Gregory will be okay for this game. As far as what he's going to do, I don't know. I mean, he's got a great relationship with Bo, and I wouldn't rule him out coming back. We've talked about that at the lunch, that I think there's a decent chance he comes back if the staff's retained. Partly for the reasons that the emailers stated, that he does got to get bigger. I mean, I think there's another level he can go to that might make sense for him. On the other hand, when Mel Kiper gets on ESPN and picks 4 guys who might be the number 1 overall pick, and he's one of them, that's a tough – so
hard
so
to turn what, that Bo, down.
What Bo, as you read, because you read everything, I've come to know that about you, he will advise Randy and give his opinion, Bo. Bo will advise and give opinion. And then Randy will make the decision with his family. I mean, Bo's not going to press for a decision either way.
All right, Sip, we'll turn you over to the crew here. It's
always
great to see
you. Yeah, it's a big crowd. I'm glad there's people here.
I'll see you in Iowa City, all right?
Oh, you going?
You darn right I'm going. I wouldn't miss that for the world.
All right. Well, we'll see you there. That'll be fun.
Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star, and we'll be here until 1 o'clock. That wraps things up for the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob Jensen got caught up in his prior engagement this morning, but we do want to thank Luke Huber, RotoWire, Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star. We will be back Monday with the fallout from a Iowa contest that's either going to be a win and maybe happy or a loss, and let's see what happens. And then we'll be talking bowls and getting ready actually for the winter sports season. It's amazing. For our producer engineer Jeff Babel and for Jim Langan and Randy Bushcutter, I'm Doug Duda. Come on down to Cunningham's. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.